Well, it is here. The PGA Tour has arrived at the Detroit Golf Club. The Rocket Mortgage Classic marks the first time the PGA is in Detroit. The PGA is working with local nonprofits, including the First Tee of Greater Detroit, while it's in town. The First Tee works to improve access to golf among young people in lower-income communities. Paula Love is executive director of Detroit's chapter of this organization. She says professional golf coming to Detroit helps expose kids in the region to this game.
Literally, you have to drive through neighborhoods to actually get to the Detroit Golf Club. It makes the hope of future opportunities and accessibility possible.
Accessibility to golf is an issue for many young people, and that's according to my next guest. Olajuwon Ajanaku is a former pro golfer and now a volunteer coach with the First Tee of Greater Detroit. Olajuwon, who are, in your view, the most underrepresented groups on a golf course?
The most underrepresented group on a golf course has been, in my opinion, the Black youth. Honestly, it's tough to find people that love golf and really want to show the youth that, you know, golf has a lot to offer and golf can really change the way a lot of youth actually perceive life.
And I know that you played golf in college. You went on and played as a pro for a couple of years. Now you work in finance, but you are a volunteer coach at the First Tee of Greater Detroit. So with your years of perspective here, what has your experience been as a Black man in a historically rich white sport?
Man, a Black man in a historically rich white sport, that it's been a journey, honestly. It's tough to find sponsors, you know, if you do want to take it to the pro level. As far as getting into golf, my man, a lot of times it's hard to get into private country clubs. I mean, I used to caddy. I've worked at private country clubs. I've worked at semi-private country clubs. And as far as being accepted, I mean, it's rare. So I'm a member at a country club at the moment. And the first time that a Black member was actually accepted into that country club was in the 1990s. And me being 30 years old and actually being the youngest member at the country club, I mean, it's a different experience.
And when you say accepted, what do you mean by that?
If I'm going to be 100% honest, leaving the country club, you meet people for the first time and they say things like, "Oh, nice to meet you, Jamal." And it's like, nah, unfortunately, my name isn't Jamal, it's Olajuwon. But I mean, it's always a struggle to sometimes find a common ground with certain people. And yeah, it can be a struggle. I mean, yeah.
I can hear it in your voice, Olajuwon, very much. I can tell you love golf because you light up as you talk about golfing.
Definitely. I love golf.
If I ask you the question, is golf a welcoming sport for all? It sounds like it's complicated for you.
It's very complicated. Caring about this, well, the things that people face, well, things that Black people face when it comes to golf is how much it costs. You know, there are country clubs that range, you know, $50,000 a year all the way down to $100 a month. You know, so it's all about what's affordable. And when it comes to public golf courses, that can actually be a way in for more people to start playing golf, honestly.
Olajuwon, there are clearly a lot of people excited about the PGA Tour coming to Detroit, even if Tiger isn't going to make it to Detroit. People are
right.
Pointing to...
I wish Tiger was
here.
Yeah, right.
A lot of people do. And people are pointing to the PGA's donations to and partnerships with groups like the First Tee. What are your own thoughts on the PGA Tour coming to Detroit?
The PGA Tour coming to Detroit, it's great for Detroit. It's great for the economy. It shows, honestly, it does show Black kids that golf is a way that you can venture out and see a whole new world of Detroit, of Michigan, of the United States, period. And also Detroit Golf Club is going to be known as a PGA golf course now. And that's a fantastic thing, because the people that are members at Detroit Golf Club will now have more pull And I feel as though they'll push Detroit Golf Club and they'll push marketing everything around black golf after this tournament and how popular it really can be.
Are the kids you work with at the first tee, are they talking at all about what's happening this weekend? What are they saying?
Definitely. The kids that I work with, that I'm teaching, they talk about the PGA tournament all the time. And they want to see the ball fly far. They want to see long putts made. And they're really excited about seeing it.
Olajuwon, can the PGA be doing more to grow that presence of underrepresented groups in golf?
The PGA definitely can do more. For example, I'm actually on the PGA website, but I'm on the – there's a program called the – what is it called? The PGA 2.0 program, and it's to become a PGA professional. And my face is actually still up there. And that's the – it's like a few places on the PGA website where you can actually see a black man or a black woman. You know, and if it was more represented, or if the diversity program for the PGA had a chance to sit down with somebody that's been in golf for some time, really attacking the marketing for the diverse group of people when it comes to making golf cool, where it comes to making golf appealing and something that can connect with other ethnicities. As you can see with football, Nike football, Nike basketball, or Adidas, or Puma, or just any company, they really target, you know, black people and other ethnicities as
sure,
well.
Sure, so these sports trimmings, the branding and the apparel, that really plays into people's perceptions of a sport, and golf definitely is certainly included.
Definitely is. Golf is definitely included. You know, when I'm volunteering at the first tee, I mean, you can see it there. There are 30 kids and, you know, 22 of them are not black and 8 of them are black, you know. So it's just, as far as like making it more appealing, that's something that the PGA could work on. And that involves, you know, hiring more of a staff where marketing can be towards a different group of people.
You know, just this week, Olajuwon, there was a piece in Crain's Detroit Business by reporter Kurt Nagel talking about a steady decline in interest in golf. You know, Michigan has been a golf mecca traditionally, but courses are closing and participation is declining. And it makes me wonder, is golf truly a sport for everyone to enjoy for years to come, or has the historic exclusivity of this sport, is this causing a slow, inevitable death?
As far as golf being a less popular sport and declining, I mean, I will agree. I know when Tiger Woods actually stepped away from the sport for a little bit, there was a decline in watching golf. There was a decline in the excitement. And ever since he's been back, that's been a way that a lot of black kids and black youth and black people, you know, find golf more interesting. I mean, golf can be as popular as you make it. You know, it can be as positive as you make it. It can frustrate you, but it does have a lot to offer when it comes to the networking piece, when it comes to morals and values, when it comes to actually just being a good person, honestly. So it being less popular and it being a sport that people get into, it just needs to be, you know, more excitement in it, like more gym time, more out on the course, more trick shots, and just different things to get people more interested.
I do have to ask you, Olajuwon, you had a point that one of the things you feel is if we could make things cheaper. And I'm thinking about basketball. You can pick up a basketball for the cost of the ball. But clearly, right, you know, it costs a lot more to be able to get out there and play golf. Those clubs don't. Those clubs aren't cheap.
Right. Clubs are not cheap. This is true. Clubs are not cheap at all. Growing up, I was a part of the First Tee, and the First Tee of Atlanta, First Tee of Eastlake, and the First Tee actually gave me my second set of clubs for free. And they were expensive. Of course, they were First Tee clubs, and they were, you know, older clubs. I used to play with Priscilla Drivers, Priscilla Woods, and Blades, and this Blade Putter, and, you know, hand-me-down clubs. But it was a great place to start. It was a great it was a learning platform, and that's all these kids need. That's all these kids need as far as, you know, push forward, because you're always going to make mistakes, just like on a golf course, just out in life.
A good life lesson.
It's always something you can learn from golf, and you can take that into life. And that's how I feel that it would make golf more popular and honestly make it a sport that Black kids can benefit from.
It certainly seems, the barriers of just, obtaining clubs are one thing, but there's no price, there's no cost to creating a sense of welcoming, is there?
Definitely not. I'm usually, when I go to scrambles or when I go to company events or certain tournaments, I'm the only one that looks like me. And to where I'm, decent at golf and I'm scratch, and it I do stand out a little bit, and golf could just be more popular. It just really can.
We've been talking with Olajuwon Ajanaku, who's a longtime golfer and a volunteer coach for the First Tee of Greater Detroit. I want to thank you for spending time with us on Stateside.
Oh, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.